Head coach Mike Munchak just finished his day after game press conference, and coach made a point to mention that the way he's feeling today is very similar to the way they were feeling after that Houston game.
Collectively as a team, offense, defense, and special teams, there were plays to be made, and so a major emphasis this week is on finishing when those opportunities come along.
I think we talked about it after the Houston game. Usually when you lose, unless you get blown out, it's something you didn't finish something. And I think that's where you win two in a row. You feel a little bit better, like you're doing. You're starting to do some of that finishing when you finish against, the Chargers on the last drive. And last week, you obviously we got the turnovers and got the big lead, so we didn't have that big ending like we had every other game. But yeah, I think we had opportunities again on offense again to finish this game when we had the lead. Once we got the lead back at 17-13, we could have converted a third and two. When we had the second and one and third and one, or when we had the ball, even after throwing, being down by three, we had a chance to, with the ball in our hands, down three. That's not a big deal. Then we had the ball back the next series, down six, and we still could win the football game all three drives. So I think that's where, yes, you have to finish one of those three drives on the offensive side to win.
Now, one of the most obvious offensive problems was the amount of dropped balls. Coach Munchak said he counted 8 missed passes.
That's correct, Amy, and that takes away opportunities for your offense to build drives and develop a rhythm, and that showed throughout the first half. They were able to rally in the second half. One of the key areas they want to focus on is getting Kenny Britt back in a rhythm. He had a couple drops, and they said he had a great week of practice, so they want him to come back, have another great week, and then carry it over to Sunday.
The only way someone can get out of a funk is to play. You can't just decide he's never going to play again because he's dropped some balls, and it's hard. It's a double-edged sword there. He's dropped some balls, so does that mean he doesn't get any opportunities the rest of the year, or where do you draw the line on, okay, you're not going to get a chance to catch any more footballs? And so that's a tough little deal there. So we still feel he's a very good football player. We still feel his attitude is very positive about trying to do the right thing. We know he wants to contribute. All those things are correct. So that's why he continues to get an opportunity to play.
Now, as the team's going forward this week, they're assessing the injuries from last week's game. Let's talk about those.
Quite a few. Yesterday, we had Derek Morgan go out with a shoulder. You had Zach Brown in and out of the game. You had linebackers Xavier Gooden and Patrick Bailey both encounter hamstrings on special teams. So we'll have to see how those guys are coming along. Still wait-and-see mode on Sean Green and Sammy Hill. They're hoping those guys can do a little bit more this week. Cody Sensabaugh had the concussion, so we had to wait, and he has to pass the NFL protocol. Make sure you're safe on that. And then Jake Locker is continuing to progress. He's still on crutches, but he's walking around. He's got some of the soreness to go out of there. He won't be playing this week, but, they're still encouraged by his progress.
I mean, I think this is one he's circled on his calendar when the season about going, something about playing back in front of his family and where his college career and all that. So I know this one meant a lot to him, and believe me, we'd love to have him. But he's going to have to, sit another week.
The Titans are getting ready to go on the road to face the 4-1 Seattle Seahawks. For TitansOnline.com, he's Craig Peters, and I'm Amy Wells.